That was embarrassing.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Sam, I ain't never seen you that red before. If you're just a little skinnier, you look like a knee-high strawberry soda.
Well, I'll tell you, Lee, I know.
Well, you
I,
ought to have been embarrassed, Sam.
I know it, Jesse.
I was embarrassed just being here.
Heck, I was embarrassed too, Mr.
Well,
Jesse.
I would think so, Leon.
I never meant to do it. I don't know what come over
well,
me.
Well, listen, you better work hard to see that it don't come over you no more.
Yeah, Sam, you better work hard to see that it don't come over you no more.
Well, Leon, I...
You
now,
can't
I,
run a business that away, Sam.
I know it, Jesse.
Sam, you can't run a business like that. Why can't you, Mr. Jesse?
Well, Leon, customers expect a certain thing from you every day. Now, they don't like surprises, you know.
Hey, I know that, Mr. Jesse. I learned that the last time I was called on to preach. I told them that I'd misplaced the last sermon that I bought from Mr. Gull, and we was going to get out an hour early, and
Now, you see, Sam? You see how not being consistent will get you in trouble?
Well, Jesse, I was just... I
got 3 or 4 votes to be the pastor there. Some of them said they liked me not preaching.
Well, they's just a joking, but I'm talking about being in business, like me and Sam here.
I was really embarrassed.
And you ought to have been.
Sam, Mr. Jesse?
Yeah, Leon.
What are we talking about?
Well, we finally got a break here. We've been doing real good, Sam.
Prosperity makes your legs ache, don't it?
Well, I expect it does. But Sam, you hadn't ought to gripe. We're lucky to have any customers, at all. What was that boner you pulled here this morning?
And that woman's back in here again, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was, and she filled up her car, and she never said a word about that incident.
I ain't never going to say nothing about it either, Jesse. Boy, that is embarrassing.